What if they turned the water off and nobody noticed? In a way, that's what happened early yesterday morning when the Sonoma County Water Agency shut down its 16-mile pipeline from the Russian River near Forestville to West Santa Rosa. It was the first time the aqueduct, an underground pipeline as big as 42 inches in diameter, had been empty and exposed since it was put into service back in 1959. Mike Thompson, Assistant General Manager for the Water Agency, took the opportunity to crawl inside and take a look around.
I crawled in about 15, 20 feet. We had two of our other engineers went 50 feet into the pipeline. We also happened to have another company out here who are running a robotic camera about 300 feet down into each side of the pipe. We're really using this opportunity to get a look at a large section of this pipe that hasn't been looked at in 50 years.
What Thompson found during that 15-minute exploration was exciting, at least for an engineer in his position.
It's in fantastic shape, far better shape than we would have ever dreamed. The steel's in great shape. It's got a mortar, kind of a cement lining on the inside, and that lining is in great shape. We were very excited with what we saw.
To do that inspection, some 1 million gallons of potable water had to be removed from a 6-mile section of the aqueduct. That part of the process alone took 4 hours. Then a 12-foot section of the pipe that had been damaged was cut out and lifted away with a large crane to allow access. Following their short inspections, a new pipe section was lowered into place and connected. The whole operation was accomplished in just 14 hours, and Water Agency General Manager Grant Davis says only about a dozen customers experienced any loss of service.
We were able to take the water that flushed out of this section of pipe and put it up into our treatment plant about a mile down from here. We're going to take that water back once the pipeline is back in action and bring it through in a flush. So it's about 3 million gallons of water, and we were able to save that.
While the work was being done, water from the intakes near Willard Bridge was redirected south toward Cotati, then looped back up to maintain service in western Santa Rosa. Davis says doing that required developing new procedures, which could prove essential in case of an earthquake or other emergency in the future.
I'm most concerned today about the next 50 years. We have to be here to ensure that in the event of an earthquake or disaster that we can bring the pipe back online quickly. So this is preventive maintenance.
As the wind on the hillside began to gust, Davis used the occasion to also announce receipt of a new federal grant to fund another upgrade where the aqueduct crosses a significant earthquake fault line in the middle of Santa Rosa.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has awarded the Sonoma County Water Agency and our contractors a $1.3 million grant to take care of one of the most pressing concerns that we've seen on the Rogers Creek fault line. On Sonoma Avenue, there's a school there, our pipeline crosses, and we're going to be using that money to install about 2,000 linear feet of pipeline, much like here today, to ensure that we're as prepared as possible for the event of a natural disaster.
Work on that project, which will cause some major traffic disruptions along Sonoma Avenue between Memorial Hospital and Farmers Lane, is projected to begin next year. It could take up to 12 months. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.